Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Animal Kingdom, episode 6, season 2, Cry Havoc. There was a lot of crying indeed. Very shocking. Stay tuned to see exactly what we want to say about this episode.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
No, I didn't say it. What a great song, guys, right? There was a lot of crying, so this is appropriate.
There was a lot of blood.
That's really what it was.
I know.
We're changing the entire lyrics to this song. It's now Bleed Me a River. Okay.
Ew, that got it's really either a really morbid, long song. Really
We're done. Anyways, what's up, guys? Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. Unfortunately, Alina is not here, but it is us two today. My name is Lila Rad, and you can find me on Instagram at LayLizzle. And of course, I am back with...
Hey, Leslie Embrace here. What's up, guys? You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time. And Les only has one S because somehow people still get confused by that.
In Less Than No Time.
I thought it was clever.
It is clever.
Is it clever?
It is. How did you come up with it?
Just randomly, you know, one day. Honestly, I probably like Googled idioms.
What's in less than no time?
Huh? What? What's in?
Clearly, I don't even know, so.
I was just trying to see how you came up with it.
No, well, you're good. Hey, welcome back. Welcome.
Thank you.
So earlier, I was trying to ask you what you thought this episode should be called, and not so much what it should be called, but what you felt. Shocking.
I was shocked.
Right?
I was I felt a lot of emotions. I was angry, sad, you know, all of the above, but that's John Wells every time.
Totally. That's probably every episode.
It just takes you on this long journey where you're like, I don't know how I feel about these characters.
I know.
Everything.
But indeed, it really ended with a shocking ending, and so we'll just go ahead and take it from the top. What do you think? Who should we start with?
Let's start with the smaller storylines. I think so. Like Craig and Darren, the bromance, the brotherhood, brochachos. I don't know. I can't think of
Darren more bro words. Is so cute. So, what can we say about Darren?
He basically goes to what is it called? The Oceanside Business. Hold on, I wrote it down. Oceanside Business Improvement Association, and goes and signs. Did he sign up for it?
Well, I need you, or if you guys are there on the live chat. To help us out with that, or to help me, because I was trying to understand exactly what, right? Because I was like, wait, pause. Do you understand what's going on? Why is he here? And I thought he had something to do with the lead of the meeting?
Yeah.
I just wasn't quite sure if there was, like, some type of relationship there.
I don't know.
As opposed to just a friendship?
Mm-hmm. I didn't pick it up. I just thought it was kind of like this douchey guy. Kind of trying to talk down to him, being like, hey, you owe, $237 a month to be in this club.
And what was the club? Do you know? Is it clear? I don't know,
because that lady comes up and talks to him and is basically saying, oh, like, she owns Bailey's something. I don't know. Some other, like, local company in Oceanside. You basically have to pay the guy or he's going to, like, give you shit the whole time. So I don't know if maybe he's automatically... entered or like has to join this association because he now owns a local, like a small local business, or if that's something he decided to do to like better his company.
I couldn't pick up where they were going.
I want to say maybe he was kind of forced to join it because he now owns a bar, because if not, like, he didn't know about the monthly fee that they have to pay to like clean up the city. So I don't really know. But that's
why he was just trying to pay him off with tequila.
Yeah, that's honestly like Darren's entire storyline. They gave him the tiniest little thing this whole show. And then the only other thing that we got from him was that the guys want to try to use his bar to push them, like to move the money. To launder it.
Right.
That's the keyword, laundering.
To launder the money.
Because when you are a villain or a thief, you don't just move money, you launder it.
And you talk very smart.
Yeah, just like that. Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Okay, so that's Darren. And do we like him in this episode?
I mean, it was there. I feel like there wasn't really much to go off of. Like, I liked the moment that we had with Craig and Darren together, yeah. where, you know, they literally had just gone into a fight last episode in a church parking lot. And obviously, Craig always does something stupid after something bad happens to him. So I don't know. I like seeing that bromance together again.
And right. Right. Once again. Mm-hmm. And the fact that. I think it's really cool, like, from starting from, like, episode one to now, how Darren has completely changed the person that he is completely.
But has he really, and, though?
Well, his character, mm-hmm. right? And then the way that he is about his bar and how he's really protecting it. And he's really trying to be, like a good human being.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, a regular taxpayer, yeah. I guess, mm-hmm. with, like, the bar, you know, doing some legal stuff,
trying, but then he's stuff. Also I know, got I mean going into like Craig a little bit right. the yacht heist is back right. on and Darren's all in, so
right.
I feel like it's with these, I was telling you this earlier, but like just John Wells, he also is the executive producer for Shameless, which is another big show,
mm-hmm. I mean, even which had, I've heard a lot about, but mm-hmm. I've never watched.
You need to watch it. But we had, I mean, Emmy Rossum's directed Animal Kingdom, so there's always these like crossovers that are happening behind the scenes. But I felt that Darren and Craig specifically remind me of the characters in Shameless, how they're always like trying to do something better and trying to better their life, but then there's always that there's one always thing twist? That holds there's something,
is that something
there's
that
always
he does?
Something that holds them back. And then right when you think they're about to change for the better, like, it just comes a bulldoze. Life comes bulldozing over them. And that's exactly what keeps happening with these two guys, for
that's
sure.
That's like a hands over the mouth uh-huh. moment.
Every time. Like we yeah. had.
Yeah. What's up, guys, in the live chat? Hello.
Oh, we've got.
It's just Leslie and Lila here.
Hey. We have Valerie. She's like, I respected Darren wanting to keep his bar separate from his side jobs. Yeah.
Totally.
Because if anything happens and they find out that the money is being laundered through the bar, that's it. He's done. He's going to be forced to be back into the family business. If totally. Not, like,
going back to that one mm-hmm. day that he got inspected, right?
Yeah.
He could have totally paid off the guy, but he was like,
Yeah.
So I like that he's at least trying to be a good civilian.
Attempting in his right. own weird Darren way. I mean, he's doing a lot better than Craig, for sure.
Absolutely. Speaking of Craig, so that's Darren, right? Now with Craig, he's still a mess. Clearly.
I mean, Nikki had to bail him out with her dad's credit card.
So ridiculous. Uh-uh. I actually thought, well, she did pick him up. In
the
Smurf's
Jag,
car, right? Right,
uh-huh.
trying to be real, like, rebellious uh-huh. with that, right? Trying to be one of them. But I thought maybe she, like, stole money from Smurf or something since she was already driving away with her car. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you. I definitely.
Like, would you do that?
What?
Would bail someone have out you ever bailed a guy card? Out? No, yeah. No. Like, this guy that you're dating that treats you like trash calls you to bail mm-hmm. him out. You think he's cute, right?
I mean, if I put myself in Nikki's shoes for, like, 2 seconds, like, probably yes.
You think
if you,
so?
Like, really like you somebody.
Guys, would you guys do that? Uh-huh. I don't know if you guys were listening. I just think it's interesting.
I want to say yes. If I, like, really, really like them or, like, love them, I would be asking myself, Leslie, why are you dating someone in jail? But, like,
I'd be asking you too.
Yeah, but I think I would still, like, go out of my way for them. So in that sense, I, like, understand. She's, like, in her mind, she's his, like, their ride or die. Like, oh, babe, I'm all in for you. Even though he's clearly not.
I know.
But he's got her wrapped around his finger to that
I
point.
I totally
you know?
Get that. Mm-hmm. However, then you go back to the scenes with Jay, and it's like, is she starting mm-hmm. to feel the same way about Jay now? Right?
Know,
like, first
know,
she was all about mm-hmm. bad boy, and now she's...
Well, she's still about...
Well, she is, yeah. she is. However, it's like smart bad boy,
which is guess, the better... We Jay. Talked about this yeah. last time. Like,
yeah.
you know, you got that intellectual side. This is a little off topic, but like I was watching this video from this other like channel on YouTube, and they were talking about like, oh, what do girls look for in a guy? And then they were like, oh, like, oh, the bad boy. And this one girl's like, no, the intellectual thug. She's like, he's got a PhD, but like if he needs to throw down, he's also got it. And I feel like that's gosh. Jay. Like that's totally true. Jay. Nikki sees it. She's attracted to the bad boy. You add the intelligence to it. I mean, I feel like she was practically like ready to jump on him that first time she saw the gun in his backpack.
Yeah.
In that other scene.
She has gotten better, though, I think. She is weird, indeed.
It's just like, Nikki, why are you turned on by all this violence? Like, your childhood was not that bad. Like, you chose to be, like, the rebellious, oh, I hate my parents kind of kid.
Like, isn't that weird how that happens, yeah. though? Like, the more money you have and the more, like, freedom you have, it's like you try to... I don't know. You just try to outdo yourself.
Trying to get away from it, like wanting this life that you never had. That's not a good route. Oh, you guys are very active in the chat today. I love it.
What is it? Zia's?
Zia's Luwap. Luwap. I feel like that's a little song. But I have no friends like Craig, so I don't have to worry about being in such a situation, at least for now. Thank you. Seriously. Yeah. Valerie says, they should have left Craig in jail so that he could detox and maybe... give him a chance to reflect on his shitty life. That would have been interesting. It would have been like night of TNT version.
Uh-huh. Going with what Valerie's saying, I actually thought he had one of those nights when we see him on the floor and he's like looking at all the crap on the floor. And I'm thinking he's going to like revamp his life and do so much better, which... I guess he does.
In that scene where he's, like, getting dressed and cleaning himself up.
Uh-huh. I seriously thought, because I'm such a neat freak, I was like, yes, he's going to clean up his life. He's going to clean up this room.
He's getting a
job.
He's going
to shower. Uh-huh. I know. Little did we know he grabs, like, wet naps or whatever he did. Mm-hmm. And with that said, so he goes out and gets the job or goes out to apply for the
job.
By threatening this guy to give him piss. Like, what would you do if you were in his shoes?
Oh, my God.
You got a gun to your head and this girl's like, give me your pee, girl.
Oh, I would pee in the cup. I don't want to die. Yeah.
Of course. No. It's just so funny how it became such a show, you know? Like, of course that would happen.
It has to because it's a Craig situation. Yeah. And I like that right when we think he's like, cleaning his life up, you know. Oh, my God, he got a job. Wait, but they called him Eric? We're kind of confused, don't know what's going on. But you're still rooting for him.
Yeah.
Because you think it's going well, and then they throw in that scene, and you're just like, oh, no. It's another classic Craig scene. And then we find out later that he only got the catering job because he's going for the yacht heist.
To make his brother happy.
These boys, I can't. I just love that.
But of course, it's great action. It's great comedy too.
Oh, I feel like that's
definitely the comedian.
That's Craig and Darren the entire time. They're like, you need some comedic relief. Oh, we'll throw in a Darren and Craig scene real quick. Oh, you guys back again. Ooh. We have Vin says, I don't think that we know enough about Nikki's life. Where's her mother? I feel like her mom was mentioned season one.
I want to say
we do see her mother in a scene when they, if I'm correct, in season one. No, season one, it's when they had just, I think they broke into the dad's house to steal like the files, the confidential files. Mm-hmm. So we see like she has like a brother, a mom, and I think it's just four, and they all come into the house. But they feel like the like typical like happy California like military family. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like Nikki was good. She should have just stayed with her family. Yeah, just
I agree. That's what love does, I guess, right?
And then, Zia says she appeared last season, but the show's mainly about the boys and Smurf. Yeah, exactly.
I could care less about Nikki's mom or whoever.
Oh, I think that was it. Oh, you guys got some theories. Her stepmother.
Yeah, exactly what Vin said. I thought that was her stepmom, too. And then I started thinking, like, wait, was she adopted?
Oh, I don't know. Well, hopefully we'll get some more, like...
Yeah, wasn't she part of the dinner date? So that's what I was asking. I don't remember when they went into the home or whatever, but I remember when they were by the pool when Smurf invited them all for dinner.
She did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll go back we'll watch season one, those scenes again, and then we'll come give you guys more info on that next week.
So that's that. Okay, so someone else that had a very small role in this episode, Amy.
Amy
and Pope.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy and Pope, that whole situation.
It's official.
I know. Yeah. That was such a shocker. But I thought it was so scary that Pope was really fooling her. Like, I feel like he was trying to fool her into, like, these are my true colors, right? By hugging her and consoling her and opening the car door and, like, you had an alibi. They're not going to believe you. And it's scary because you watch this and it's like if someone that didn't know about the show was watching Pope and hearing him talk and it's like you would think like, what a great guy, right?
Yeah.
And then you come to find out that it's like, ugh, he like, is it for real or is it not?
Yeah.
So then when he tells Darren that they're official, it's like.
And he tells Baz, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right.
And Darren's there, so you're good, yeah.
But it's like, that was absolutely shocking. But it's like, I don't know, is that real now? Like, do you
see,
believe
it? I don't know. And I even, like, wrote it in my notes. Like, I'm conflicted with Pope. Because right at the beginning, I saw that he kind of leans his head on her shoulder. And he gives this look. And I feel like his expressions have changed within the last two episodes. They're just very, like what's the word? Like, menacing? Is that? I don't know. They're just very, like, they're devious. Like, there's, malicious. Like, some malicious. Yeah, there's, like, something, like, within his eyes that, like, you're just, like, he's up to something.
I feel like that's just, I don't know. At this point, I don't know if that's his natural look. Like, that's really
he just can't control it. Like, when girls have, like, resting bitch face. Yeah, I don't know if it's, like, this situation or if he's genuine. Because then we do see him, like, talking to Baz and being like, oh, hey, I'm thinking of joining the church that we robbed because my girlfriend attends.
Listen. I can't even get my own quote-unquote boyfriend to commit. Here's this convict committing and claiming that he's official with this other ex-convict church girl, you know? I was like, man, I'm really rooting for them.
Like, they'd be into, like, Bonnie and Clyde.
Totally.
Yeah, right there. You see them just Amy starts, shooting up places. Yeah. I don't know. But I'm conflicted in those. I'm hoping, like, maybe by next episode I'll kind of know if he's – if the – redemption Pope happy changing his life around is actually gonna happen or if he's gonna just completely like spin out and go back to his old ways. I don't know. I'm very confused in that situation.
So am I. Gosh, there's so much to say about this episode and every episode. I feel like this is how we are all the time. But going along with Pope and whether or not we think he's being real, I was pretty scared and shocked when he came to the rescue.
Oh, for Smurf, yeah.
This whole time, like, he had me fooled. I don't know if it was you or, you know, it was intentional, but I thought he just didn't like her. He was talking so much bad stuff about her. Like, remember when Baz was like, no, she didn't accept the money.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well.
But Pope has always been the one that has that, like, special pull with Smurf. Like, even in, like, past episodes, we see him, like, get into bed with her. And we see that he's very, like, attached and is very mama's boy, if you, like, just to those kind of
I get
stereotypes.
That.
Yeah.
So who do you think is the real Pope? When he's with the boys? Or when he's with Smurf? Because I feel like he's
when
too
he's
different.
With Smurf, that's totally him.
So you think when he's bad-mouthing Smurf, it's all...
It's just
Smurf,
a front.
It's all... Okay.
Yeah, it's totally a front with his brothers. See, I like that I can tell how he feels about Smurf, like, very genuinely. But with Amy, I'm so confused.
I know.
No, but he's Smurf's... I hate to use these, like, very teen slang, but, like, he's a ride or die, you know? Like, it doesn't matter what's going to happen, like... He could hate her in a moment, but if she gives him that call, it's like, I'm in trouble, he's gonna rush over there.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like that's what even clear. Yeah, that's what Smurf's trying to replace Pope with Jay. I feel like that's she's now, before she could say like, oh, Pope, I need you to come do this job with me, and now it's, oh, Jay, get your gun, we're going here. But clearly she can't trust. I wanna know what, okay, so For anybody who didn't, you guys should all have watched if you're watching this after show. But basically, we got some issues with, like, Smurf and Javi and Jay. And Jay, he gives in the pressure. In the last few scenes with Javi, he just like gives up everywhere.
Did you not hate him for that?
I hated him, but
I was like, "What are you doing?
All for Nikki, which
which we know you love.
You know, though, I was rooting for her. I was rooting for her more this episode.
Yeah,
we'll talk about. We'll get there. See,
Valerie Garcia. It makes you wonder if the way he's acting towards Amy is what he would have been like before he went to prison.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
ZS agrees.
Maybe is now in the dictionary.
That means probably.
It does. It's when you can't decide which word.
Totally,
you
just say that.
Thank you. See, Shakespeare over here just inventing words. Anyways,
you should really submit that to Webster.
I am. You guys are gonna see it next year, 2018. There's gonna be all the new words to use. Maybe will be there.
That is a great one.
Oh God, my life. but I mean, we do have, you know, Pope hanging out with Smurf all the time, and he does. I like that they did have him come in the end, and that he was the one
that she called.
Yeah, that rescued her. Because let's be honest, Darren would have been like, "Hell no, I don't care where you are. Bye." Craig wouldn't have answered the phone.
True. Jay's all crippled.
Yeah, Jay can't move for reasons that we'll talk about. And Bass would have been like, "Unless you're taking Lena, like, nah, I'm not going to help you out," because he's still a super shitty father. Oh God, I can't with that guy.
Indeed, he is. Mm-hmm. Now, are we going to say the reason why Smurf was even in the room was because she was getting, is it Jake, to help her out with the money?
I don't remember.
So she was trying to get him on her team. I thought he was being real.
I don't know, because he even...
Obviously, he ended up not, but...
He was totally setting her up.
So he's on Javi's team?
Yeah, Craig's dad, because he...
Which we just found out, by the way, is Craig's dad, right?
So he basically, the way the episode starts, you guys know this, is that she meets up. I want to say, I agree with you, I think his name's Jake, but I'll just call him Craig's dad so nobody comes at me.
CD.
But so, yeah, CD meets up with Smurf, like, at this, like, cliff area, and he shows her, like, all these, like, cigarette burns, and he's like, they basically made me confess to, like, where the tapes were, or something along those lines, confessing where something was. And then that kind of scares, or it does scare Smurf into giving them the money.
Yep.
So I'm honestly, at this point, I'm like, he gave himself those damn cigarette burns, set her up, like, knew what was going to happen, and
that's
just
true.
Took
that makes
off.
A lot more
sense
now.
But I don't think it was for Javi. I think it was just for himself to get back at Smurf for maybe never introducing him to Craig, or for treating him like shit all these years.
What a slut she is, right? Or what a slut she was. That's crazy.
She knows what she's doing. Like, she even told Nikki, like, "Hey, like, you got something that all men want.
Right.
Like, use it to your advantage." So I think it's just, I wouldn't say necessarily her being a slut, but her
being smart.
Being smart and using the little that she had to save her life. Because that's
not prostitution.
Well, this is a different show. This is a different show. This is a Pretty Woman.
Oh, gosh.
We won't get into that.
Really? So, what else? What else can we talk about?
I mean, we have the whole plot of this episode, which is basically, so going back to Craig's dad, so Smurf decides to give in and give Javi the $300,000 that he wanted. We find out Jay now knows about her storage unit. Which was a big mistake.
Oh my gosh.
I knew that was going to come back.
However, along with what Ziaz is saying, I mean, if you were in the kids' shoes, you'd probably be Okay.
I'm not the only one inventing words today.
I mean, if you were in the kids' shoes, you probably would have blabbered too.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't disagree with that. Because, of course, there's a gun to your head. I get it. But I guess just watching it, it's like, no, what are you doing?
Yeah. As a character, he was an idiot. in real life situations, I understand. I would have said any information.
Yeah, of
What's your social security? I would have given them that number too.
For sure.
But yeah, so we basically see that because Craig's dad went off with the money, hooked up or tied Smurf to the TV set with an extension cord. I don't know what that was. She can't give the money to Javi. Javi's pissed. I don't know about you, but I was thinking the whole time, like, oh, they're going to save that for the next episode. Like, whatever Javi decides to come at her with or what his extra revenge plan is. I felt like that was going to be a whole extra plot line for, like, the next time we saw them. Yeah, for me it was. Was it for you?
I assumed that he was probably going to get back at her right away.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know.
You were thinking smarter. Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he was going to not get Smurf.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to hold someone else hostage.
Yeah. And then Jay thankfully interrupts. No, Javi thankfully interrupts Nikki and Jay about to get it on with a hurt leg. This is not going to go very far.
I know.
And then it turns out that Javi's there. He's, like, ransacking the house completely. Jay tries to be the hero when he should have just hid in the damn closet with Nikki and just kept quiet.
But they totally would have found him, don't you think?
I don't know.
They were walking around with the guns.
I don't know, maybe.
And why did Javi believe that no one else was in the house?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you, like, because they really weren't walking around the house. Mm-hmm. You're right,
they were just, like, checking out, like, the main, like, the kitchen area, like, the common areas. I'm glad Lena wasn't home. Thank God.
That would have not been good.
But they basically find Jay. He doesn't have his gun because they left it in his bag, which if you got a gun, just keep it in a safer. Keep it in a safer place where you're more likely to easily access it.
But it makes sense. He was distracted.
He was distracted by
Nikki's goods.
By Nikki. Because she said she was into it, which I thought it was really ironic, and how right before this scene happens, Nikki's like, I'm all in, like, I want to be a part of the crazy, and the crazy happens, and homegirl is in the closet, like,
where is she now?
And terrified.
Go ahead.
I
actually thought it was really funny when they came in and, like, yeah, you're going to shoot me with that when, like, the bullet wasn't... Listen, I know nothing about guns, so correct
neither
me
did. They were like, something is... The block is on it, or, like, you haven't pulled back.
But it was, like, loose.
Trigger.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it was.
So I'm assuming you need to push it up and then shoot. I don't know. It was actually
pretty tried. Hilarious. I honestly, in that... I know you guys know that I'm not a big Nikki fan, but in that moment, I was like, yeah, like, she's going to get badass. Like, we're going to see Nikki's, like... coming of age moment where she like joins a family and saves Jay
because she was doing good.
Yeah, she was army crawling across. Yeah. She was set. She had her like 5 seconds of greatness that didn't last long. But no, Nikki just disappointing me again, girl, and then gets dropped off in the middle of nowhere. Which I'm kind of thinking, I thought they were gonna do worse to her character.
I did too.
And so I'm in a way I was like, oh, thank you.
I know, they kept it real PG.
Thank you,
I guess.
Guys. Yeah. There was a million different morbid ways that my brain was going with that.
They probably could have like cut her up in pieces and scattered them around the hood.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know, one thing that I thought was interesting that I learned in this episode, and I'm not sure if you already knew that, but it was clear in this episode that Smurf did kill Javi's father.
Yep, we did find that out.
Because at first it's like, you don't know what these people have done or what they haven't, you know? But, yeah.
Yeah, and we've had a ton of theories.
So clear. Mm-hmm. So, can we agree that I guess Pope and Smurf killed Javi's father?
I thought the Javi's father situation was before.
Was it?
Because even when...
So Pope knew. Because the way that Smurf was talking to Pope was like...
I think Pope just like grew...
He buried the body.
Up. Did he say that?
She did. If you guys are on live chat and you just heard what I said, I thought that Smurf said he knows, or that's where we buried the body.
In reference to Pope.
Correct. Uh-huh.
I thought because the way that when Jay was just yelling out Javi's name and then Pope was kind of like, wait.
Like Javi from back then?
Like Javi, why are we talking about him?
Right.
Like what's his deal? Like the kid that we like hung out with, grew up with. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like it was just maybe he was raised with him for a few years, but I don't... Just the way that Pope responded, I don't feel that he was the one who... Because he would have been a little kid.
Well, look at Jay. He's, what, 17?
Yeah, but 18? I mean, like, little, like...
I know. Who knows,
elementary though? School.
Uh-huh. I don't know. They all look like they could be, like, even now, like, 45, but they're playing, like, 29 or something.
So, you know? I don't know. It could be... Maybe. I mean, I guess we'll save that for, like, a theory.
Yeah.
Going on,
I could be wrong, but that's what I thought.
Oh.
I know.
I don't know. I mean... I kind of, this whole episode in general, I like that there was, this is just me being weird, but I like that there was a lot more, like, violence and action, and, because we're usually
more than usual?
No, usually it's just a lot of sex scenes. That's Animal That's Kingdom, true. Like, most of the time.
That's true.
Like, just a ton of Smurf. A lot of underwear flying everywhere and off, and speaking of, transitions.
Yes.
We have a really cool sponsor. So I know.
Do tell.
Everyone wears underwear. It's sometimes. A thing. It happens sometimes. Except on laundry days. Ugh. Or if you're like a lot of these cast members and in a situation. anyways, you want, so you, let's say you're one of these cast members.
Okay.
The chonies are flying. The underwear's flying out.
You want cute chonies.
You want cute chonies. Ready? They're yes. gonna, someone's going to see them. Yes. Well, MeUndies is the place to get your chonies at. It's the softest underwear you'll ever wear.
Are those the ones that you told me you bought a while ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's because I saw those like ads and billboards. Yeah, I was like, I need these in my life. Super comfy.
So they're good?
Yeah. I mean, you, like, the product even says, like, you have to experience it for yourself because... Feeling is believing. That's very cheeky, guys. basically, so every pair is sustainably sourced, made from a micro model, a fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really soft.
Hell yeah,
soft.
You're getting a lot of bang for your buck. It's amazing.
Okay.
And basically, it comes in all kinds of colors and patterns and limited edition patterns. And they've got some new colors. Get ready for these names, okay?
Okay.
They've got Increase D-Piece, Ya Dig, and the OG. So staying real relevant with the times. Way to go, MeUndies. And right now, if you guys are like, damn, I want to try these out. Right now, you'll save 20% off your first pair and receive free shipping only at MeUndies.com/buzz. And, you know, they've sold over 5 million pairs a day. You guys, you got to get there. Just go to MeUndies.com.
Okay, MeUndies.com.
Mm-hmm. MeUndies.com/buzz. And then make sure to, you got that code word.
Cool.
And that's it. You're set. Yeah.
I need some comfy chonies.
I'm sure the cast members will get some. And next scene, we might see that exact brand flying in the air because Craig is trying to knock someone up at the bar.
That would happen.
Who knows?
Cool.
Honestly, it would. There's like guaranteed to be a Craig sex scene in an animal.
In the next one?
Yeah.
I know. Or it's going to end with like a real nice big bang. Actually, that should be a prediction.
As long as I never have to see last episode's scene ever again. Scarred for life, guys. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
I know.
Dear Lord, should we go into predictions?
I think we should.
Yeah.
That was about to end.
You said predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh. I always feel like I'm going to get, like, abducted. Right? And then it'll be like that SNL skit with, have you seen it with Ryan Gosling and Kate McKinnon?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's really funny.
I love them both. I'm going to go
like,
watch it.
It's them after an alien abduction. And I think of that exact skit every time we do into prediction.
Really?
It's
okay,
so
I'm going to have to watch it.
It's the best. Right. But what was your prediction?
Well, my prediction was actually way, way far away.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I haven't seen, so now that I guess CD, mm-hmm. Craig's dad, is in the picture, and it just reminds me of Craig and how Craig has been just kind of out of the limelight, like just a mess. I feel like he's going to come back into the picture.
Okay.
And back into our lives and Smurf's lives. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're going to start to somehow bond because she had this situation happen with Craig's dad, as weird as that sounds. But I just feel like she's going to feel like she's gotta do something good for Craig or vice versa.
Yeah, I could see that. But I honestly wrote that down in my notes. Not Did that you? Exact thing, yeah. but that the whole family is going to be back together in the next few episodes. Because we've seen them separately. It clearly doesn't work.
Correct.
And I think, I don't know if the writers set this up that way or as they were writing the episodes, they were like, actually, we're going to take a different route now.
Yeah.
But there's definitely that one situation that now they're all back together. They're going to work to, like, avenge Jay, avenge Smurf, you know, Pope's in on with them now because he saw the whole aftermath. I don't know what Nikki's going to do, but I could definitely see the guys coming back and just kicking ass again, but all for Smurf, you know?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she is like, one powerful lady. Because,
like, don't mess with family, you know? That's when you cross the line.
Yeah.
Regardless true. Of how much you, like, might dislike somebody, like, if that's your blood, you're going to, and somebody's harming them, you're going to come back for them and try to save them.
I agree.
Drop the mic.
Anyways. Yep. And we're done.
That's it. Let's see what people have to say. We have Valerie Garcia says, it seems like Pope has continually seen the dark side of what they do while he was growing up, referencing Kat's family being murdered in his teens. It looks like Jay and Nikki are out for revenge and are sadly going to get closer.
Sadly.
Yeah. You know, Valerie, I'm with you. I'm still not a fan of Nikki. I think if I would have seen that moment of her just kicking ass and taking control
with the gun and doing I would have the been robbery.
Like, girl, I get it. I get why she's here, but I haven't seen it yet, so I'm still not Team Nikki. Mm-mm.
Let's see how it ends, right?
Yeah.
But, well, at least we know that's how this episode ended, so until next time, you want to let them know where they can find you?
I will. Hey, guys. Leslie Embrace here again. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time.
And I am Lila Rad, and you can find me on Instagram at LayLizzle. Thank you so much for watching, listening. We will be back next week, same time, same place.
And Alina will be here.
Yes, she will.
See ya.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.